As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
That's Arizona Governor Doug Ducey on Tuesday announcing former Senator John Kyle as his pick to replace the late John McCain in the U.S. Senate. Kyle is expected to be a key vote in the Supreme Court Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. And here to talk about the impact of this decision is Brett Jaspers, a reporter with KJZZ Public Radio in Phoenix. Brett, thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So Senator Kyle is well-known in Arizona. He served as U.S. Senator there for 18 years. Tell us a little bit about his tenure in Congress. What can we expect to see for those of us who aren't as familiar with him?
We can expect to see a pretty loyal Republican vote, someone who will mostly go along with the priorities of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. When Kyle was in the Senate, when he was finishing his time in the Senate before he retired, he was the number two ranking Senate Republican just behind McConnell. Kyle is someone that folks in the Senate know that they can rely on to kind of vote along with the rest of the party.
And he's, as we mentioned in the intro, this is someone who is also guiding Brett Kavanaugh in his confirmation hearing. Give us a sense of what that means and whether or not, I mean, is that a conflict of interest ultimately if he's that close to the candidate?
Well, the reporting that's come out since Kyle has been appointed to the Senate seat indicates that it's not a conflict of interest. He was wrapping up his lobbying activities from his private lobbying firm that he was working for. He was wrapping that up over the summer. And a few of the attorneys that the Arizona Republic called yesterday said that, you know, they didn't see this as a conflict of interest. So it seems like he's all good to vote on Kavanaugh, even though, you know, as a volunteer, more or less, he was taking Kavanaugh to various Senate offices and like shepherding him through the process, like you said.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned he was a lobbyist up until now. Speaking of conflict of interest, I mean, is there concern that those lobbyist ties could potentially impact any decisions as he moves into this new role?
Sure. I suppose there's always concern. Governor Ducey has said that, you know, he's not concerned about that, that John Kyle will put Arizona first. There's a waiting period after you leave Congress when you can't be a lobbyist. You can be a consultant, but not a lobbyist. And so John Kyle, once he leaves the Senate, he'll have to wait that 2-year period again. He had waited that 2-year period, and he was a consultant from about 2013 to about 2015, and then he became a lobbyist in 2015. So yeah, some of his clients include, you know, interests on taxes, pharmaceutical companies, things like that. And, you know, that's part of the revolving door, I guess, that's pretty common in Washington.
And of course, there's another Senate seat up for grabs here, and this one is currently occupied by Jeff Flake. Will the outcome of that election affect Senator Kyle's decision to continue past 2019? Because he said he doesn't plan to do that right now, but we always know that could change, no?
Right. It's a very interesting order of operations, I think, because, you know, we have this very close Senate race between Martha McSally. She's a Republican congresswoman and a former legislative fellow for Senator Kyle. And then Kyrsten Sinema is the Democrat in the race. She's also a congresswoman. So that race, of course, is in early November. If, you know, Sinema were to win and McSally were to lose, then it is conceivable that, you know, John Kyle, at the end of the current Congress, he can leave the Senate again, and then Governor Ducey would have this centrist candidate or more moderate Republican that people have nominated to the Senate and yet didn't win the election. He can then, you know, add McSally to the Senate that way. That is possible. He could also, you know, pick himself. Governor Ducey could pick himself, and he's facing a tough re-election this year as well. He said many times he doesn't want to serve in the Senate. He's more an executive kind of guy is what he says about himself. But, you know, like
we'll
you said,
see.
We've heard that before.
That's right. Brett Jaspers is a reporter with KJZZ Public Radio. Brett, thank you.
Thank you.